USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York has sent the National Guard to help the city of New Rochelle to deal with the coronavirus. That's where the nation has the biggest cluster of cases, more than 100 people infected. Governor Cuomo has announced what he called a containment area in a section of New Rochelle. It extends in a one-mile radius from the epicenter of the Westchester outbreak. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says large gathering places are being closed for 2 weeks, beginning March 12th.
And one of the places where people gather together, particularly, is the school systems and schools.
Governor Cuomo said those spots will receive a stringent cleaning.
We're also going to use the National Guard to deliver food, to help with the cleaning of public spaces.
Cuomo acknowledged it is a dramatic action, but said it was literally a matter of life and death. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has won Michigan's Democratic primary, seizing a key battleground state that helped propel Bernie Sanders' insurgent candidacy 4 years ago. Biden also won Missouri, Idaho, and Mississippi. Sanders had been hoping to pull off a victory in Michigan, where his win 4 years ago lent much-needed credibility to his 2016 primary challenge with Hillary Clinton. The state is also vitally important since President Trump's win there was so narrow 4 years ago. Democrats are hoping to show they have the strength to flip it back. Stocks have recouped most of their historic losses from Monday as Wall Street hopes that the government will try to cushion the economic pain from the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points, the S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS has partnered with the Free File Alliance, which is a group of companies that is providing free online tax preparation. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Preparing your taxes can be a headache. For many taxpayers, it doesn't have to come with a cost, too. Between public and private options, both online and in person, there are a number of options for free preparation and filing. For about 70% of the nation's taxpayers, those with an adjusted gross income of under $69,000 or less in 2019, the IRS has a program called the IRS File Free Program. Now, you can check it out on the IRS website if you're interested. Now, let's say you've done your taxes and this year you're getting a big return. Matty Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says those big returns are not ways to depend on money every spring.
Depending on your tax refund is not a personal finance strategy. Another way, this is literally just money you are giving interest-free to the government for an entire year when you certainly could be doing more with that money for your own personal financial future, particularly after the changes that were made in the law in 2017. Changes to the withholding components in the law made sure that Americans got more money back in their paycheck every month, $100 or $200 for the typical American every single month. So think about what you could do with that money. Rather than the government hold on to it for you, you could be investing that. You could be saving it. You could be using it to pay down debt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.